Like to thank everybody for coming out this morning, and Terry is at a homecoming up at Lakeside, and he got the low of the low to take care of you this morning, I guess. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for what God's done for me, and if I can just be a little bit of a mouthpiece for him, I want to do that to the best of my ability. And I'm thankful for Sunday school. It kind of lined up with what I studied all week, but I did have a scripture here, John chapter 11, verse 9. It says, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." I feel like the light's going to shine this morning. I'm excited for this service. I'm excited for what it holds. It said that God is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Right. If we can just feel their spirit this morning just a little bit, it'd be worth coming. Amen. But really, really pray this morning that somebody might be able to get saved. That's why we're here, the ultimate reason we're here. But I'm thankful for being here, and I'm thankful for what God's given us. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to turn over to Taylor soon. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come to your house this morning. Lord, I just want your light to shine among these people, Lord. Lord, just help us to do a little bit for you, whatever it may be. Lord, the singing, the preaching, the testifying, Lord. Just help it to where the Spirit comes among us, Lord, this morning, that somebody might be able to get saved. Lord, remember those that are here that are saved, Lord, that aren't shining their light, Lord. They're not giving their fruit. Lord, just remember them this morning that they might be able to get to a place, Lord, where they might be able to be used. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful morning. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Come is inside, I'll never need.
144. Page 144.
Oh. We studied on Ruth today in Sunday school. What a comparison. If I were Ruth, in Ruth's shoes, she could tell you the time and place where Boaz redeemed her. I could tell you the time when Christ redeemed my soul. I'm so thankful that God can show me the time and place where he saved my soul. You just listen to this song. I can never
good to be here this morning. Appreciate our choir singing. I really feel like saying I appreciate everyone who's come out this way this morning. We have a fantastic crowd at Lima Missionary Baptist Church this morning. It's just amazing to me how many people are here. A lot of times when our pastor ain't here, sometimes we'll see a lower crowd. Sometimes it might not seem like we're going to have a good service, and I feel bad for saying that, but that's just the devil and the human part of me. I'll wake up in the morning and I'll think, man, I've got to dig deep for my church this morning. We're probably not going to have a whole bunch of people there. We might not see anybody get saved this morning, but I'm telling you, we've got a whole crowd and convictions going out, and I can feel it that somebody needs to get saved this morning. I really love that song, I Can Tell You Now the Time, and I really appreciate what Taylor said, and I want to reiterate how important it is to have a time and a place you can go back to. When I was just a little boy, I got saved, and I knew I got saved, but I didn't have that time and place to go back to. I didn't know when I got saved. I knew for sure I was saved. I just didn't know when it happened or where I was at, and that didn't really bother me too much for a long time. I knew I was saved, and there was some comfort and peace in that. But I needed that time and place to go back to. And when I got older, just a few years ago, God finally showed me where I got saved at, and I go back there every day. Every day, when I get down, when the winds start rolling, when the night gets dark, I can go back to that moment when I didn't have to be scared of going to hell no more. When the King of Kings told me I was one of his, I can go back there every single day, and I'm thankful I have a time and a place to go back to. If you're here this morning and you don't have that time and place, it's important that you get it. Whether you're saved and you just don't remember like I was, or maybe you've professed to have been saved and you've been baptized, but really you realize you don't got it, that there's something missing, that you still need to be saved. That's okay too. We've rebaptized people before. That's no problem. There's no judgment here. We just want to see our people get saved. It's good to be here this morning. Really, really be praying, church. I really, really want to see someone get saved this morning. Really be praying for Andrew. I'm excited to see what God has in store for us. But even if we left right now, I can say I'm drinking from the saucer tonight or this morning. But we'll ask at this time if anyone will, please stand to your feet. And we'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Lots to pray for this morning. Anyone have a spoken prayer request? Yeah, that's a good request. Yeah.
Our pastor, Betty and Murphy's family, their daughter Liz, we've been praying for a while, passed away earlier this morning. So.
Yeah. Just remember that. Just remember our pastor, he's at Lakeside this morning, and I know Providence has their homecoming today, so really be praying for that service. Let's really pray for all of our sister churches this morning. Yeah, just remember that. Anybody else this morning? If not, let's really, really pray, church. We're going to ask Bob Morrison to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart.
Thank you.
Right. Appreciate that. Appreciate what he said about the power in prayer. I tell you, if you've never been in a spot where you can feel the church praying for you, I'd say hold on, because there's a storm coming. And there's no blessing like in a storm like when you can feel the church praying for you. It's an indescribable feeling. I don't even know how to tell you. I know the church is praying for me, but I can feel them. It's like when Moses had to keep his hands up and he could feel his buddies on each side keeping his arms up. That's the way I feel sometimes when I'm going through my storm. I can just feel the church keeping my arms up for me. I appreciate that. Let's pray for him.
But he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through when he has. Yes, he has. Tell him I'm not strong, and he says I am. I say I can't go on, he says I can. Though I'm not the better one, I've not always overcome, but he has.
Yeah. thankful for that song, and we're going to sit down. I don't have nothing else to sing, but I just wanted to say one thing. Taylor, thanks for singing. I can never forget the time. And I was thinking before you testified, well, there's a lot of things in this life I forget, Bob. I've never forgot. Satan's tried to make me doubt it, but I've never forgot that little time up in my bedroom all alone, just me and God, after being under conviction for so long and hearing the gospel preached so many times. I've never forgot the Lord after I just fully just trusted him, how he saved me. And he didn't just save me for a little while. He saved me for permanent and for good. And Jeremy, I appreciate you opening up and saying something about it. And then Penny saying he has been the greatest friend this world has ever known. He can be your friend this morning. Amen. If you'll trust him.
No, for sure, because I don't want to sing something. I don't really rather not sing, but if you want me to sing, I'd be happy to sing. I'd be, you know, it's about doing the Lord's work, and I believe Rowena used to sing this song, and you just pray, and I don't even know if I can get all the words, but I'll do the best I can. So if the Lord says go, I'll go. So life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You have peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. The God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad. God of the day is still God in the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's where faith is really put to the test. For the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
I appreciate that song, and I appreciate Jackie here, and I asked her if she wanted to say anything. She said she did, so.
I just want to say I've been going through a lot of health things, and I've not been going to God for it, and I just really need your prayers.
Amen. Appreciate that move this morning.
I'm thankful to be here this morning. I love this church. I love coming here. It's a blessing to be here. I need church to pray for me this morning. So many religions in this world today. There's a church on every corner, it seems. Everybody says they're going to heaven above, but how to get there, we cannot agree. I started my journey a long time ago. I'm not looking for anything new. My ticket was paid for on the old cross of Calvary by the blood of the Lamb I'll pull through. So I'm gonna stay in the old time way. It's the best way that I've found. I know that it's real by the way that I feel since the love of the Lord came down. In a little old church by the side of the road, at an altar of prayer I prayed through. I'm gonna stay in the old time way, and I highly recommend it to you. This road that I travel, it's straight and it's narrow, and oft time I'm tempted to stray. But faith keeps me going, and there's comfort in knowing what's awaiting at the end of the way. You might call me old-fashioned, and you might not understand me, but I won't be changing my mind. I'm gonna stay on this old path and see what happens when I leave this old world behind. So I'm gonna stay in the old-time way. It's the best way that I've found. I know that it's real by the way that I feel since the love of the Lord came down. In a little old church by the side of the road, at an altar of prayer I prayed through. I'm gonna stay in the old time way, and I highly recommend it to you.
I appreciate those songs this morning. I appreciate the spirit I can feel. And I'm thankful for this church and how she backs her people. I got a little message this morning, but I got a big God. So you really pray for me this morning. I really enjoyed Sunday school this morning. And as Peyton calls it, it's preacher practice. But I appreciate that preacher practice this morning. I can feel the Lord in it, and it's what gets me ready for the service. There's a lot of times I walk in that back door that Andrew Martin's not on praying ground. And it takes me a little bit to get there. And I'm thankful that Sunday school gives me a light for that. And it gets my soul started up. It lets me feel Him a little bit. And it gets me ready for service. But I'm thankful for that lesson we had this morning. I'm going to turn back over to John chapter 11. You pray for me this morning. I'm just going to read a little bit at a time here. And if I had a text for this, it would be, I know Terry does that every once in a while, it would be, let God be God.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Good.
And I'll give you a second to turn there. I know a lot of you have heard this before, but this story about Lazarus. And I'm just going to start reading it. Number one, it says, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." I want you to remember that part as we go through. It says, "Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou hither again?" And I thought about the very beginning of this. It talks about the messenger coming unto Jesus. And she said, "Lord, the one that you love, he's sick. He ain't going to make it. Not long for this world." And Jesus said, "I'm going to tarry here 2 more days because I've got work to do. There's things here that are important to me. There's things that are here that I need to do for my people. Lazarus will be okay." He said, "I'm coming. This is just unto death. But his spirit's with me." There's going to be times in our lives where we don't know what we need to do. There's going to be times in our lives where we feel like we need to help God. We need to do this. We need to do that. "Lord, if you just do this, if you just help me here, if you just put this chess piece into this spot, everything will be okay." That's not God's plan. That's not what he's got in store for you. Let God be God. Let him take control of your life. There's something important that he needs to do right now that maybe he can't do later. But God's not restricted by time. It's not his time right now to do this for you. Move this chess piece for you. Help somebody over here. Help somebody over there. God's time is on God's time, not on yours. Let God be God. And I thought about that as they were coming towards him. I'm sure that he wanted to go help his friend. I can't think of a time if Jeremy Martin was sick that I wouldn't run to the hospital. But if Peyton was on the altar this morning and she was trying to get saved, I've got something more important to do. Because her soul's more important to me than my dear friend. My little girl's soul's more important to me than just about anything that I can think of. Your soul's more important to me this morning than anything out there in the world. This body's going to die. This skin and flesh you see is going to go back to the earth. But my soul is never going to die. As a 9-year-old boy, I got saved in a car. And it wasn't at church. It wasn't in a building. It was between me, my aunt, and my brother. But it made me no less saved than anybody else. There's going to be a time where God's going to put something in front of you and say, "This is important. Soccer practice is important. Football is important. Baseball is important. I'm only here to tell you, there's nothing more important than seeing your people get saved. I would hate to have to go up to heaven and look back and say, I didn't share the gospel with that person down there, and I had plenty of opportunity. There's people I work with every day that I've never shared the gospel with. That's on me." If God gives you light to do it, do it. Let God be God and give up everything. This next part of this verse here I love. I read this as my opening up. In verse 9 it says, "Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." God's given us a certain amount of time on this earth. I don't know when Andrew Martin's going to go back to the ground. I don't know when Billy Thompson's going to die. That's not up to me. What my job is to do is when I feel that spirit moving, when I feel God call me, it's time to move. There's more important things in this life to do than to do natural things that help the flesh. I've got some work to do. I got some people that I've written down in my Bible. I got about 50 names on my Bible. That's a lot of work. And I'm sure there's more that I haven't written down. But they are the most important thing to me. They're the most important thing that I need to get saved. There's people that are saved that are more important. My mom, I love my mom. But I've got some people from my work that I would love to see get saved. While it's light, we need to work, because we can't work in the darkness. God is the light. When that Holy Spirit moves among us, it's time to do it right now. Because we're not promised the next second, we're not promised the next minute, the next hour, day, week, month, year. It's time to do it right now. I would hate not to do something that affects somebody else, but it will happen. God's given us time to work. It's time to get to work and let God be God. Verse 11 here it says, "These things said he, and after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he should do well." They thought he was naturally sleeping. They thought, well, if we don't go, Lord, he's just going to wake up. He'll be all right. But it says, "Howbeit Jesus spake of his death." Lazarus was dead. There's no doubt about it. His body was dead, but his spirit was still alive. He said, "They thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there." Well, that sounds pretty harsh. I'm glad that he died in another way. "To the intent you may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto him." Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." That's pretty harsh, ain't it? That's rough. A guy that you believed in and you had so much faith in, you'd do anything for. He told you, he said, "I got to go over here and I got to save my friend. I got to go over here. He's dead, but I still got to go over there." And what'd they say? They said, "Lord, they chased us out of there, and last time we was there, they was going to kill us. We might as well go. We're going to die anyways. Let's go with Jesus. If he dies, we die." It's time to put your faith in something a little bit higher. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but he does. I don't know what I'm going to do after church today. Really don't care. If I'm here all day praying for people, that'd be amazing. But I'll tell you what, I'm willing to die for the Lord. There's times in my spirit where I'm not. There's times where Andrew Martin needs to get out of the way. There's times in my thoughts, my actions, the way I hold myself, it doesn't reflect the Lord. There's been a lot of times that people can look on Andrew Martin and say, "Man, I don't even know if he's a Christian." But you need to follow God. Let God be God. When he tells you to do something, do it unconditionally. There's going to be times where he says, "Run into the fire." There's going to be times where he says, "I'm going to put you in the lion's den." I'm sure those boys thought they were dead. There was no way that they would come out of the fire alive. There's no way that the lions wouldn't eat them. But my God's bigger than that. Thank God for God. Let God be God. Don't make it more complicated than it is. If he's calling you to get saved, move. You don't have to know every little thing about it. You don't have to read the whole Bible to get saved. All you have to do is follow what God's given you and feel that spirit and just move. There's going to be times in your life where God tells you to do something, like move to Ohio. I don't know what that means, but God does. If he's telling you to do it right now, do it right now. He's not a tomorrow God. He's right now. It's time to move. This last part, probably my favorite. I'm going to skip over to verse 23. It says, "Jesus said unto her." He's talking to Martha over here. "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. This is my favorite part. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? If they'd have just listened to him over here in verse 4, they wouldn't have worried about what was going to happen. God's given us a plan. It's right here. All you got to do is listen to him. But it said on here, it said, I am the resurrection. It's me. I'm here. You don't have to look anywhere else. If Lazarus never comes back to life, it's okay. He died because of me. You gotta let God be God. There's a lot of things in this life I'm never gonna understand. I don't care if there's an ice age, it don't matter to me one bit. I don't care about any of the science stuff. I know that God called me when I was a 9-year-old boy. And I know for a fact that I was going to a place called hell. There was no light in my life. I was in complete darkness. But at one point, I saw a little piece of light. And I ran to it and I grabbed it. It was my Jesus. He came to me and he saved my soul. It's the greatest gift I've ever had. There's been times that Andrew's thought, man, I'm going to go do this. Wouldn't this be so great? And God doesn't bless it. There's been times I've got up to preach and fell flat on my face. But I need to let God be God. I need to let him take control of my life and move me over here when he says move. Move over here when he says do this. Talk to somebody about him when he tells me to talk about him. Pray for somebody when he tells me to pray for him. I don't know what my life holds, but I don't care. Because God's going to be there no matter what. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's the best friend that I've ever had in my life. I'm thankful that God sent his only son to die for me. I don't know that I could send one of my kids to die for anybody. But he did. Jesus had no cause to die for us. He didn't have to. But he knew that if he didn't, we wouldn't have a chance to go to heaven. Think about that for a minute. If you have kids, think about that for just 1 minute. He sent his son to die for your sins. Not only did he send him to die for your sins, but he sent him to take a beating for us. How would you like to send your kid to school knowing that he's going to get beaten, made fun of, bullied, and eventually die? For somebody that you may not even know. And in fact, somebody that you might even hate. That's a strong word. Let God be God. If he's calling you this morning to get saved, get saved. If he's calling you this morning to get back in church so you might be able to help your people, move. The light's here. All you got to do is grab it. Taylor, I'm going to have you get a song real quick. As Taylor comes and sings this morning, I'm going to have you stand. Don't wait for something that's not there. What does that mean, Andrew? That means if you're waiting for this amazing service to happen, if you're waiting for so-and-so to be there, if you're waiting for something to happen, a right spot, the right weather, the right humidity to get saved, you're never going to get it. If God's calling you this morning and you feel that touch, move. Because he's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm thankful for him every day. I'm not worthy of him, but he blessed me. While they sing this morning, come.
Let me tell you about my friend, yeah, on whom I depend. He's the best friend
come this
I
morning.
Ever knew.
He's the best friend
with
I've ever had.
With my heart, I want to serve him. With my heart, I want to please him.
When I first started preaching, I thought, Lord, how can I do that?
Do what he
said,
wants
it's easy.
Me
he said,
to do.
You get to tell your friends about the best friend that you ever had.
But even at
Jesus
my
is the best friend
best,
that I ever had.
When I'm put to
he's never left me, forsake
test,
me. Come this morning if he's calling you.
I've let him down.
Yeah.
It's a wonder of it all. He loves me when I fall.
Come this morning. This morning you say, Lord, I don't know if I'm in or if I'm out. I can tell you one thing with a surety, you're not in. You can't ride the fence. It worked for the Lord. You're either in or you're out. You're on one side or the other. There's no halfsies in this. Come this morning and receive the greatest gift that God could ever give you. Somebody needs to come this morning.
When I'm wrong,
I don't know whether it's to get saved,
been
to get back in.
On the mountain.
God
He'll
don't give us that.
There through
I don't know that I can
valley.
Handle it. But I'm sure, without a doubt, this message
alone.
Was for someone.
Though
you might say, Andrew is picking on me this morning. I have no idea. But if God's calling you, it's time to come. The altar's not something to be afraid of. It's like coming home. Come this morning. Never failed me.
He's been everything.
I've failed him so many times.
And
so many times in my life I could have helped him. Come pray for him this morning. We just thank you for allowing us to come to your house. We just thank you for your blessing upon her this morning. Lord, that.
Born again,
that is enough. You need to know that you know. The light's shining this morning.
not be there tomorrow.
Care,
he may not be there next week when we come to church.
This Lord,
but he's here
the
right
Lord
now. Let's give him
the moon. I know I'm a child of
given my all to my Lord. That day the Lord saved me. He put a blood mark upon me, and now I am one of His own.
Challenge the church this morning. If you're able to come up here and pray for her, she's got tears running out of her face. She wants to get saved more than anything in this life. If you would, just come up here and pray for her so that she might be able to get that sweet salvation that God's been offering this morning.
Thank you.
Thankful for that move this morning. She didn't get satisfied, but I'm so thankful that they keep swinging the bat. You know, in baseball, there's a term where you just keep swinging the bat. I'm glad that they haven't stopped. God's going to bless them one of these days, and we're going to shout the roof off this place. I'm thankful for what God's given us this morning. I'm thankful for that sweet spirit that He gave us. Anybody have anything this morning before we come to a close? If not, I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy for announcements here.
Just a couple of announcements here. There's a thank you card up here. It's a beautiful card, but there's a lot of good stuff in here, written here from the family of Lois Phipps. And it's just to tell the church thank you for how much they prayed for the family and prayed for Lois and reached out and helped and loved us. And we're thankful for that. They wanted me to announce that they're going to be taking up a collection for Krista Hunter's school again. We've done that every year, I think, for a while now. So we're going to be taking up money for her school again. We're going to start that today. The deacons, I don't think, know this, but we're going to put a plate out for that. I thought we could just put a plate for the school on the right side as you're going out. Ryan will be standing by that. So if you want to make a donation for the school, you can put it in the offering plate on the right-hand side. And then the standard offering for the church will be on the left-hand side where it normally is. So either which way you want to do that.
Anybody else have any announcements before coming to a close? Thank you for coming praying. And thank you for coming to work while the light was shining. But as we go about our day, just keep your mind on Him, because we've got more work to do. And I'm thankful for what God's given us. So I'll have you stand. I'll have Hayden say the prayer here.